Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen to this interview. He's talking about he has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He has a purpose. And it's so important to talk about that, because if Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham at 94,
mm-hmm.
I keep saying that, at 94 can have a purpose,
mm-hmm.
my goodness, it should really cause all of us to say, if you haven't found out what your purpose is, to say, what's my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
What is my purpose?
Absolutely.
And I love David. King David. David says in Psalm 139:13 says, for you created my inmost being and you knit me together. The Psalm says, I'm sorry, not David. The Psalm says, for you created me my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
God knit you in your mother's womb.
Right.
Before the foundations of the earth, God knew you.
Right.
And I think so many times people think, you know, if you don't know God, that maybe I was an accident, or mm-hmm. there's all types of different scenarios that play out in people's life. But mm-hmm. no one's an accident.
Nope.
No one's an accident.
Mm-mm.
You know, there is a purpose for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about when anything that you see, you know, in your everyday life, any type of product or whatever, you know, there had to be a purpose in mind before that product was ever created. You know, one yeah. of the things of living in this type of culture is everything is so fast that we run around and we do all these different things mm-hmm. that we don't take the time to pause and realize, you know, I'm not the designer type of guy or the creator. So I'm really, you know, mm. I'm more the guy like, okay, this turns on like this. That's cool. You know?
Yeah, right.
But when you get into designing and creating things, you really begin to appreciate melancholies. You know what I'm saying? The detail, Chris, the detail that
yeah.
was involved in this.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
It is. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's how my mind works, really. I have to see it in my mind before I can actually bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I see things in pictures. I think a lot of men are probably like this, but me personally...
Mm-hmm.
Like when I had my business, I used to, you know, build a lot of things out of acrylic, you know, and I had to visually see it in my mind before I'd actually even put it on paper and begin to even build it.
Right.
You know, like podiums and aquariums and, you know, brochure holders and things like that. But it was, it's all visual.
Wow. And acrylic is like a plastic.
Plexiglass. Yeah. It's a plastic.
Wow. You can't hide mistakes with plastic, can you? It's like working with glass.
No,
it?
None.
What was
you had to be good at it, really.
Hmm? What was the name of your business?
Precision Acrylics.
Precision. Hint.
Yeah, right.
I love that. But it's so important.
Yeah.
Because everything has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's just created. Purpose precedes production. So things just don't appear.
Mm-hmm.
I think about, you know, Apple products that they're storming. You know, they just released the iPad mini.
Right.
And sold another 3 million or so of those.
Right.
But, you know, people often wonder, what is this, you know, why are they so successful? Why is this Apple product, no matter, in this particular economy, people are still spending, you know, a pretty relatively, you know, it's not cheap
mm-hmm.
for this product.
Right.
And I came across, I don't know if it was a book or an article that I read about Apple,
mm-hmm.
but did you know, listen to this, they actually, besides the research that's involved in their product, and even the person who's not an Apple fan has to admit that their product is really second to none. It's not a chintzy product at all.
Right.
It's, I mean,
top notch.
And they go great into detail about how they produce this stuff. I mean, it's just like,
mm-hmm.
you look at their video and go, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Amazing. But they actually research, get this, how to package their phone, let's say, mm-hmm. or their iPad, whatever their packaging,
yeah.
so that the customer has the most amazing experience when they're opening a
it
box.
Up. Yeah, their packaging is pretty, it's good. It's nice. It's almost, I mean, like, I don't even want to throw it away. Matter
yeah.
of fact, I think I've got one of their phones and I still have the box it came in.
I do too.
It's so pretty. I don't want to throw it away.
Isn't that hilarious though? Yeah. I mean, it's like, you think about it. They, I mean, their instructions. It, I mean, who would we're talking today
everything
about?
Everything has its own compartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, how somebody packages something. But it's they do it in kind of such a cool, I don't know, it's just kind of hard to describe it, but such a cool, neat way.
It's just quality.
That, yeah.
It's just top-notch quality.
And so they even went to that much of a detail so that when you open this product of quality, you're just not stuffed with peanut filler and you know, stuff rattling all over the place.
Right, right.
But it's almost like you're...
It's not just some brown cardboard box, you know, it's a lot of thought went into it.
You're going through layers too, but I thought that was just very interesting. The fact that they would, and they go through like tons of boxes and tons of models. And I mean, you should see it. It's like a whole production just on how to package it, not just to package it, but to package it so that the customer has an experience, you know, an overwhelming experience when they open their product.
Yeah.
And look at all the things around in your home.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about, my goodness, if that much detail and attention goes to a product that goes on the market. Imagine the detail and the thought that God has about every single person.
Exactly.
That your very hairs of your head are numbered by God.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned. I'm concerned that we have a generation there that doesn't have a purpose. I'm concerned that they have a purpose that they don't know what their purpose is.
Right.
You know, our young people, we've got to pray for our young people.
Right.
You know, I don't know about you. I mean, when I was young, I had so much uncertainty when I was a teenager. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I didn't have a relationship with God. I mean, I knew of God. I didn't know God. And I can remember just having great uncertainty in my life. Like, what am I going to do? And I knew at a young age I wasn't going to be a rocket scientist. I figured that out about the fifth grade.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, I am not going to be a doctor. I knew that already. I knew
not going to be a lawyer. No, that's not going to happen.
No, not here.
That would require reading a lot of books.
Yeah, exactly. Like, don't like doing that. I was always amazed at the kids that got straight A's and didn't study. I'm like,
I know.
Chris.
That's funny. No straight A's did in here.
Yeah, straight A when you went to school, right?
Yeah. Really, I did goof when I was there. But
when he showed up.
You know, I got to show up more than
when he went smoking his Bible, yeah.
Well, you know.
But did you, I mean, doesn't that make...
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember, you know, when I was in school, you know, I would even have this friend of mine who sat next to me in class who, you know, he would sleep through class, and then, you know, like 10 minutes before he'd wake up, he'd copy all my work. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Really?
I'm serious.
He'd wake up and copy your stuff.
He passed.
And you didn't. No, I'm kidding.
No, but it's, you know, seriously, you know, it's very important having, you know, like you're talking about, having vision for life, you know, knowing that you have a purpose in life. Growing up, I never, you know, like you were saying, John, I didn't have a purpose. I didn't see my purpose. In fact, you know, I couldn't see beyond, like, you know, living a very long life. I never thought I would. I just, I could never see it, you know.
Right.
And I think that stems from not having somebody in your life speaking into your life to encourage you to think about, you know, future, what are you going to do in your future? You know, I never had that. And so that's, you know, so that just leads you to, you know, having, you know, that role model in your life, a father figure in your life that's going to pour what's inside of him to pour it inside of you so that you do have a vision. You know, like you said, you know, God created us with purpose. He has something in mind, you know. But that's going to come down to who's speaking into your life here on earth.
That's right.
You know, which is supposed to be our natural father, our earthly father, you know. And so, right. And so having the lack of that, you know, many of the, you know, like the concern of the younger generation today, there's, you know, 35, 36 million fatherless homes in America. You know, we've talked about for years. And so that younger generation that you're talking about, because of the lack of fathers, have no vision. You know, they see no purpose for their life,
no destiny. It's just so true what you're saying.
Yeah,
and it's like a visionless generation.
I mean, they would walk around with t-shirts that say worthless.
Right,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
That's what they think of themselves.
On their vehicles. And it's sad. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I believe that what we're even doing today is even the fact that we're talking about it and we're sharing about it. The fact that Billy Graham is a light. Reverend Billy Graham is a light.
Right, great example.
To the world, saying at 94 years old, I'm not looking to expire or retire. I'm looking to refire. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Is that what he said?
I'm just saying.
I was like, man, you go, man.
I said, yeah, but you could almost hear him say that, you know.
Yeah, right.
But you know, it's like get up and go. What do you mean? If at 94,
right.
You're talking about purpose. You're talking about making plans not for your funeral. I mean, people are making plans for their funeral.
Yeah,
I want these chairs and play this song and make sure you have these flowers. I'm like, dude, you're 50. What's, you know, you got plenty of life left.
Right. It also makes me think about, you know, this is the role of the church. You know, that's what we're, the role of the church is supposed to be, you know, is when we see, you know, our younger generation that's struggling out there, is for us, you know, to pick up that slack, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to speak into these young men and young women's lives, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, where's the church doing that? The church needs to step up and recognize what's going on and do something about it.
Okay. Well, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lack of vision. And so casting vision and teaching and preaching and sharing God's word mm-hmm. oftentimes helps people to ignite themselves to realize, you know what, I do have a purpose. In fact, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans mm-hmm. I have for you, declares the Lord.
Right.
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and the future."
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember the first time I heard that scripture, I was like, hold up, wait a minute.
Right. Are you talking to me?
Wait a second. Is that in the Bible? You're going to have to show me that.
Right.
You know, like, where is that in the Bible? Mm. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
You know, I when I was younger, I didn't have purpose. And then when I started going to college, it's like all of a sudden, I'm like, I got to do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, the biggest driving motivation in my life at that time was like, I didn't want to be poor. They're like, been there, done that, don't want to be to visit that no more. I'm like,
yeah, right.
That was my biggest motivation. So I went to college. I think I got started. He was like, mm-hmm. I got to go do something. I got to get an education. That's what they keep telling me. Get an education. It's like, oh, my goodness. And so I just, you know, went along with everybody else. This college is the next step, you know.
Right.
And I'm not saying that college is bad. I'm just saying that's not the only way to learn. There's a lot of people that have a college education. You're just like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need some wisdom. You need, you know, it's like you need a whole lot more than just a paper and just, you know, some things. And we have and I don't want to get into all that, but an inordinate, you know, it's amazing how some people get some respect because they have a college degree and some people just get looked down because they don't. It's like, wait a second. You know, it's like, did you know the person got a college degree? You don't know how to spell?
Right.
You know, it's like,
has no common sense.
Yeah. Let's get this all together. Let's balance this thing out. But, later on in my life, I was just, you know, when I was going to college, working and trying to, you know, do this stuff and trying to think like I think a lot of people do, that my destiny, my purpose is in a job.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out that, wait a minute, God, you have a plan for me. You have a destiny for me.
All right.
You know, that I'm not a mistake in that this was, you know, all part of your divine providence and your hand has been involved in my life some way or the other all along the way. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. And I think that's an eye opener for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You know, God does have a plan for you. The way you walk and talk and breathe and look and act, you know, you're not an accident.
That's right.
You're not, you know, there's destiny in your life. And so when I started to realize I could pull back and say, wait a minute, I have to make this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our best attempts to try to do something oftentimes is like, what was that?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a whole lot easier when I realized, well, why don't I just discover? Since purpose precedes production, if I didn't create or produce myself, you know,
all right.
Why not just ask God, what do you want to do with me?
Right, exactly.
What do you want to do with me?
I can tell you from firsthand experience. I mean, that's exactly how God's trained me up. You know, I've had people ask me, so where did you get your training to do what you do? You know what I tell them?
What?
I went to the University of the Holy Spirit. That's wow. That was my school.
Yeah.
You know, firsthand. You know, I just said, God, I don't know how to do this, but I know you do. Teach me. What? How do I do this? Right. Help me figure this out.
And that's amazing.
And he does every single time. Mm-hmm. Every time.
And that's amazing because I know you personally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've known you for many, many, many years. And all the stuff, the technical stuff that you know, all the stuff that you know. I know, I mean, the truth is that, I mean, let's just get it out right now. Chris, go ahead. Just we're going to talk about it. All right? We're going to talk about it. Don't get nervous. Pat didn't even know how to turn on a computer.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I was so scared of it. It sat on my dining room table probably for a week. I had to call Greg. I said, hey, can you come over here and help me turn this thing on? Because I don't have a clue.
Isn't that amazing? Today, you build websites. And I mean, it's like you're all
and open. And he's building computers.
Right.
Didn't know how to turn one on, but now he builds them.
Right. And then also went to VIAVenue, which obviously that's
absolutely Lion
Fellowship University. So also went through that for even more training.
Absolutely.
So guys, train me up, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and I want to encourage you. I mean, listen, God has a destiny. He has a plan for you. And if you don't know him, the first thing is that, you know, man's destiny and purpose is to know God. That's man's chief end. Listen,
right.
if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not living life. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really not. You know, I know there was such a stark contrast, just a night and day difference from not knowing Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And how my life was after I met Jesus. I mean, it's like night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I would even call while I was just, it's like, oh, I was just existing.
Mm-hmm.
And like many people are, they're pushing through. I often think about the Dunkin' Donuts commercial when the guy gets up and says, time to make the donuts.
Like, I remember that.
Yeah, my heart breaks. I can relate to that. There's many people today that are working so hard, man. They're paying bills. They're trying to do the very best that they can to take care of their family and to keep peace in their home and to raise children. And let me tell you something. It's challenging when you're serving God. It's impossible when you're not.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you need
I've tried every, that. It doesn't work.
Mike, you need every ounce of prayer. You need every...
Oh, my gosh.
So,
meaning when before I knew God, it was just a mess. Absolute mess.
It always is, isn't it?
I screwed it all up. But God fixed it. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, he does a great job of taking our mess and fixing it. It's like a bad tangled knot. Mm-hmm. He's always unpulling the knot to come with the best possible outcome, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
for you
exactly.
Take a shoelace.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, really good at that. But we're talking about destiny. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about Dr. Graham that at 94 years old,
mm-hmm.
he's not looking to retire, expire, right? He's looking to refire. He's looking to live life with destiny to the last breath. And I encourage you listening today, you're saying, you know what? I'm hearing you guys. This is, you know, I'm just working a job. And listen, you got to take care of your job, but your job's not your purpose.
Right.
Your job is where you carry out your purpose.
Right.
Your job's not your purpose. Come on.
Right.
It's where you, and that's a mistake that just sometimes education and schools and we lift up a job mm-hmm. and we look at a career. You know, there's some people I wouldn't switch out a career for.
Right.
You know, because it's like, dude, you have a what seemingly looks like a great career, but your life is in shambles. You know, your life is not where it needs to be. You got family, you got stuff, but it's not where it's at. God has destiny. God has a purpose. And he wants to reveal it to you. Your job is where you live that out. And it's to glorify God. It's to glorify God in all you do. You know, God has anointed us and he's appointed us. The Bible says God's called us to bear fruit, good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're listening today and you're saying, you know what? I want my life to matter. I want to live for the glory of God. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters who you do it for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. You know, John, that reminds me of where I was at there for a time. Mm-hmm. That, you know, always, you know, before I came to know the Lord, you know, I always worked, you know, I worked to work. You know, I thought that, you know, that was my life. That's what I had to do.
Yeah.
That's all that, you know, consumed me. I worked from sun up, sun down, you know, and And even shortly after I came to the Lord, that's where I was at. Mm-hmm. And,
right.
And it's like, you know, my whole life consumed work. You know, I was working a job that I never knew when I was going to get off. And then, and so, you know, I couldn't plan anything in my life because that was my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
But then it was just like one day there was this light bulb that went off. You know, I mean, it's a long, you know, it's kind of God a long drawn out story. But yeah, God spoke to me through this particular situation at work. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. wait a minute. You know, I work so that I can live. I'm not supposed to live to work.
Oh, wow. Say that again.
Twice.
You might lose it. No, come on. That's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't live to work. I work so that I can live.
That's awesome.
You know, and that was just a huge revelation, you know, because, you know, my family was struggling at the time. You know, I was never there. My children were struggling because I wasn't there. But then, you know, like I said, it was just like this mega pop revelation that God gave me one day.
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately I put in my 2-week notice where I was at. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this isn't worth it.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I couldn't do anything for God. Couldn't do anything right. for my family.
Right.
Because I wasn't there. I wasn't available.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's beautiful. Important because your family needs you. You know, you're not just a paycheck. You're a father. You're a husband. You're a leader in your home. Your family needs you. But you know what? God has a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's just that alone. Just that alone. Knowing that God has a purpose for you is for you to know him and to make him known and for you to glorify him in all that you do. It'll take your whole existence of what seemingly appears a meaningless existence, because I've been there,
mm-hmm.
to realize that no matter what you're doing in life, no matter what you know what, I'm going to do this to the glory of God. But you first got to know him. You first got to accept him in your heart. You first got to make him Lord. And when you do that, a whole world of possibilities opens up to you, a whole world of things. And let me tell you, if you're a believer today, and you say, you know, I hear you. I've accepted the Lord in my heart, but there's something in my heart. I want to do something for God. You know what? Maybe VFNU is for you. It's time to be prepared. It's time. Listen, we're believing for a third great awakening. We're believing for the glory of God. We need God more than ever in our nation. Right. We need God more than ever in the church. And let me tell you, if you're tired of sitting, you know, you want to get in the game. Mm. You know, so you're tired of sitting, you want to get in the game. You want to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I invite you, VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University.org,
mm-hmm.
and explore the opportunity of being on the front lines. Listen, it's not as hard as what religion's made it out to be. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation, right? Reconciling the world to God. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We need to be trained up and taught. Right. And it's not just a university. A VFNU is not just a university where you just get filled with all types of, you know, theological reference. Listen, this is just anointed mm-hmm. God. You know what I'm saying? It's just anointed God preparing you with anointed teachings as well as practical wisdom and all focused on the original intent of the church. And Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He's enough.
That's right.
Listen, God has a destiny and a purpose for your life. Discover it. Ask him. He'll reveal it to you and show you what he has in store for you. Dr. Reverend Billy Graham, 94 years old, and still interested in seeking God's will, seeking God's purpose for his life. He's not looking to retire. He's looking to continue to have his life, to have as much fruit as possible for God. And that's where we need to be.
That's right.
That's where we need to be. And one of the things that we talked about was talking about you can't find your true destiny, your true purpose mm-hmm. outside of God.
That's right.
And oftentimes people that don't know God, they think that their destiny and their purpose is their job.
Mm-hmm.
And it really isn't. Your job is just where you fulfill your destiny. Your destiny and your purpose is in God.
Right.
It's in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and glorifying him in all you do. And your job is just a place where you fulfill your purpose.
That's right.
It's where you glorify God and you bear fruit and you lead people to the Lord. And your life and your witness and how you do your job matters tremendously before God.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole life is to give God glory. That's the purpose of your life, is to glorify Him, is to reflect. Think about it. In your life, you have your family. Is God getting glory out of your family? Your character and your integrity. Is God getting any glory in those areas? In your finances, in your work? How about all the things the Lord has entrusted to you?
Mm-hmm.
You think about all this stuff. Our life is just not humdrum. God has equipped us in a surround.